Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen here, 1320 WILS. A very short segment, unfortunately, but we'll double back to talk about this. We talked about PA-12 yesterday and the potential shortage and its impact on the auto industry, which could, in fact, slow down production. To get some perspective, at least for a few minutes, I'm joined by Dave LaLanne. He's the Director of Business Development and Product Development at AIAG, which is the Automotive Industry Action Group. Dave, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk this evening.
No problem, Mike.
Look, I'll have you on again. Last interview went a bit long, but tell me just one thing. This PA-12 shortage, it's this resin that is used in fuel lines and brake lines. Is there any realistic chance that it will have an impact on auto production here in Michigan?
There's a very high probability that it will have some impact on production. It's about 50% of the capacity, production of that was interrupted.
You're saying it will certainly have an effect then?
No, because they are working on alternatives. There are other resins. The PA-12 itself is going to have an impact because it is in critical supply. The industry is doing is working very hard at alternatives.
Any chance we could actually see assembly plants like the two here in Lansing shutting down for some time because of this?
No, that's a $64,000 question. If I date myself a little bit, nobody really knows.
I see. So it is that it is that serious of a shortage. Now, we could see this happening even later this summer, potentially.
Yeah, right now, that's another one of the issues that we've been dealing with is because of the explosion and the force majeure declarations by the suppliers of these materials. They're pretty much lawyered up as far as disclosing exactly what's in the pipeline.
No kidding. They're being very secretive now, huh?
Well, it's not secretive. It's legal.
I see. For good reason.
If you want to equate legal with secretive, yeah, I might not debate with you on that one.
So a company like GM right now doesn't really know exactly what's coming up here in the next several months.
Well, I can't speak directly for GM. I'm looking at it from an industry-wide perspective, which includes all of the car manufacturers, individual companies and their relationships, doing business with their suppliers. They may have more information than they can share publicly. I mean, that's what gets us into this, as you and I discussed earlier as we were setting this up, is there are privileged relationships between customers and suppliers, and it's meant to be that way, and it's going to remain that way. I've talked to people at each individual company, and they each have crisis teams that are working with their specific suppliers. Uh-huh. Even some of the alternatives are probably well-known between individual competitors and their customers, but not industry-wide because they have non-disclosure agreements and other kinds of things.
I see. Well, we'll see what happens next because this could end up being a much bigger story as it develops if we do, in fact, see productions shut down. Dave, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. It's Dave LaLanne, Director of Business Development and Product Development at the Automotive Industry Action Group. I will certainly have you on very soon. We'll talk more broadly about some of the dynamics in the auto industry.
We should know more at the end of next week. So
excellent. Maybe we'll do it next Friday. Then look forward to it. And we're going to head right into the local news. So hopefully you'll enjoy that. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. Another packed half hour coming up next. Including who the top CEOs in Michigan are that get paid the most. You'll find out next.